Forever you are God. I bless you, Lord, you are holy, holy Lord, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and forever you are God. Forever you are God. I want you to begin to bless the name of our God. Our God is the holy God. Our God is God of all gods. Our God is the Lord of all lords. Our God is the one that reigns over the affairs of men. Our God is the great I am that I am. Is the one that seated in heaven and made the earth his footstool. Is the creator of all other gods, is the king of all kings, is the lord of all lords. I want you to worship him because your God, my God, is the omnipotent God, the God with whom all things are possible. I want you to worship him because he's the omnipresent God, is the one that is present here with us, even tonight. Oh, I want you to worship him because our God is the omniscience God. He's God that knows all things. Nothing is hidden before our God. I want you to give him praise because he is God. He is God from beginning to the end. He will continue to be God. Nothing can change him from being God. Oh, you're not believing him as God cannot change him. Nobody can approve him to be God. He is God all by himself. He need nobody approver. He need nobody's signature. Oh, he is God from beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Worship this God. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him adoration because he's our God. Hallelujah. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Is the self-sufficient God. He created everything and nobody created him. I want you to worship him. That is your God. That is my God. That is our God. That is the God that we have come upon unto, even to cry unto, to pray unto on this mountain of power tonight. He is God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Our God is God, is no man. Whatever thing that he says, that is what he will do. He's the one that watches over his word, that will not allow his word to go out and return empty. No, he's, when he speaks, his word must fulfill the purpose of sending it. Oh, our God is the one that watches over his word. His word can never fall to ground. Oh, he's the one that exalted his word above all his name. That is your God. That is my God. Oh, the God of all gods is your God, is my God, is our God. The Almighty God, the Sovereign God, he's our God, even on this mountain. He's the one that we have come unto his throne to receive mercy tonight so that we can get grace for help even at this time. He is God, he is our God. There is none like unto him. He is worthy of all our praises. He is worthy of all our honors. He is worthy of all adoration. He's the one that granted you the grace and granted me the grace even to be among the living. We are not under the ground. I want you to worship him because he is your God. Call him God. Tell him he is your God. Declare him he is your God. Oh, for this God is our God. forever and ever. He will be our guide from now even unto the end. The God of all gods, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that seated in heaven and made the earth his footstool, the one that is so big that the heaven cannot contain him, he's so tall that the heaven cannot contain him, he's so wide, he's so deep than the ocean, oh, wider than the whole wide world, is your God, is my God. Oh, I want you to sing it, declare him your God, for this God is my God forever and ever. He will be my guide from now even unto the end. My God is a miracle God. Yes, I know him. My brother, my sister, do you know him to be a miracle worker? God of awesome wonder is our God. The gift of life is the work of our God. It's the miracle that God has granted and given unto you and your household. My God is a miracle God. Yes, I know him. My God is a miracle God. What about you? I say, my God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing on my miracles. He will do what he says he will do, because his God is no man. Oh, as he said a thing and not bring it to pass. I say, my God is a miracle God. What about you? My God is a miracle God. He will never fail, because he has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. That is your God. That is my God. That is our God. Daddy, we thank you, because you will not fail us. For you have never failed. You are faithful to the end. Daddy, we worship you. Every promises, all you are bringing to pass, to manifestation. Father, we appreciate you, Lord. We say, be thou exalted. My brother and my sister, you know that this month of September is the month that God said he will restore our fortune. It's the month of total restoration. It's the one that says a thing and it will bring it to pass. Everything stolen by the enemies, by deceit, by lying, and even whatever they have taken away from you, even maybe right from your childhood, God says he's going to restore. He's going to bring them back. He's going to take your glory, your destiny, even from the hand of that household wicked woman, from that household wicked man. He's going to take it back and give you back even your inheritance, even your land, that position that belongs to you, that land that is yours, he's going to give them back to you. Just trust him. He said it, he will do it. Baba, that won't pada for me, oh. Oh, Luaru, that won't pada for me, oh. I need go, go, go. Ti ota ti kola o. gbogbo ọlá ti ẹṣẹ ti bò mọlẹ o yẹ olúwarun o dá wọn padà fún mi yẹ yẹ bàbá mi o dá wọn padà fún mi o. He said it. He will restore. He will bring back. He will take them away from the hand of that captor. Oh, he will restore you back to your land. He will release you from that Egypt. He will release you even from that exile in the camp of the enemy. He will release you and set you free from that Babylon. That is what God is saying. That is what he has said. Believe God. There shall be performances of them all. He said it, he will do it. Baba oru da won pada fun mi o. Olu oru da won pada fun mi o. Gbogbo ogo ti ota ti kola o. Gbogbo ogo ti esu ti jagba lo. Gbogbo ola ti ese ti gbe la o. Ye Olorun mi o da won pada fun mi ye. Ye Oluwarun o da won pada fun mi o. Father on this mountain tonight, daddy under open heavens, for every one of us and even upon us upon this program tonight, daddy restore, oh Lord. Father, restore all that the enemy has taken away from us. All those years that conquer woman, power woman has eaten up in our land. Daddy, restore double for our losses, oh God. For you have said it and we believe you. Father, tonight, oh Lord, today is the last Thursday in the month, even of September. We are believing you for the remaining hours, even in the month of September. Daddy, we are not losing hope. Daddy, we are trusting your word. Daddy, we take you by your word. That Lord, you will restore our fortunes. Father, you will pay us back double blessings for all our losses in the name of Jesus. By the power of your word that can never fall to ground. By the power of your word that will not go out and come back empty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, your word says, you send your word, your word heals us and delivers us from all evil. Father, let your word accomplish even the purpose of saying it to us, of declaring that for us this month of September. Daddy, the Lord, as we launch into the month of October, we will go, Lord, with bundles of blessings, oh Lord, recovering all that the enemy has taken out, taking over even our lands, oh Lord, possessing our possession. For you have said it, so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus, on this mountain tonight, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory in our midst tonight, in our lives individually, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare every gate, ancient doors, open up in the name of Jesus, and let our blessings flow in the name of Jesus. And we will we go out and possess our possession in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory, as we decree and declare your word, even upon our life this night, oh God, so shall it be. The Lord ever will answer us in the name of Jesus. We will not return the same, oh God, for we will be blessed of you. For your word says that, you will reward them that diligently seek you. Father, on this mountain tonight, we will not go back empty-handed, for you will reward every second even spent on this mountain tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Our God is good. All hallelujah and praises be unto our faithful God. My brother and my sister, God is so faithful. We worship his most holy name that is great in our lives since the beginning of this year, 2023, until this very moment, this very hour, the last Thursday in the month of September, 2023. Forever his name be praised in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us thus far, all the way. And we trust your faithfulness that will continue to be our shield and our buckler as we go into the month of October and months ahead of us and years ahead of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, know ye the word of God. According to Psalm 91 verse 4, like a bird protecting its young, God will cover you with his feathers. Say amen to that as you go into the month even of October. We protect you under his great wings in the mighty name of Jesus. His faithfulness will form a shield around you, a rock solid wall to protect you. And so shall it be for you and your household, and even for me and even my household. For he will by his faithfulness shield us all around, be a rock solid wall of protection, even over us, against even the vice of the enemy, against the arrows of the enemy, as we go into the month of October, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we decree and declare, like a bird protects its young with its feather, so you will protect us every moment, every second, whether we are sleeping or we are awake. Father, you will protect us. You will hide us under your shadow in the name of Jesus. Father, you will protect us with your divine feathers in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, you will hide us under your wings. You will cover us with your mighty wings, and no enemy will be able to touch us. No arrow of the enemy will come near us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. So we decree and declare, Almighty God, as we go into the month of October, the remaining hours, even the month of September, go into October, Father, your faithfulness will not fail in shielding us all around in the name of Jesus. Your faithfulness will not fail in being our buckler in the name of Jesus, being even our rock solid wall of protection at all times, in every situation, in every circumstances, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, our God is a good God. He is a merciful God, and his mercy endures forever. For by his mercy, he restores his people and bless them. And by their obedience, he forgave their wrongs and restored their fortunes. And so he is to us, we his people, now even in this generation. Everything that the enemy has eaten up in your life, in my life, everything that the enemy has swallowed, as you obey God and by his mercy upon you, tonight, enemy will vomit them all. In the name of Jesus, enemy will vomit all that they have swallowed, your blessing, physically and spiritually. Tonight, by the power even of the Almighty God on this mountain, your enemy will vomit all that they have stolen, they have swallowed, your blessing, physically and spiritually. They will vomit it in the name of Jesus. Hear what the word of the Lord says, even in the book of Job, chapter 20, verse 15. That says, the wealth he has swallowed will be poisoned. He will vomit it up. God will cast it out. I decree and declare by the power of this word of God, your words that the enemy has swallowed will become poison to him. And that enemy, that poison will trouble him and make him to vomit it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your blessing, swallowed by the wicked man of your father's household, swallowed by the wicked one of your mother's household, swallowed by the wicked one in your in-laws' household, we begin to trouble that one, and it will vomit them all tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I decree and declare your glorious destiny, swallowed by the evil one tonight, God will cast it out of their throats. In the name of Jesus, that wicked one that swallowed your destiny, that wicked one that swallowed your glory, tonight God will cast it out of his throats. In the name of Jesus, God that permit the fish to swallow Jonah because of his disobedience is the same God by his mercy that commanded the fish to vomit him, according to Job chapter 1 verse 17. Now the Lord had appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. Why? Because Jonah ran away, disobeyed God. Instead of him going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish, and God commanded fish to swallow him up. You see, the consequence of disobedience. But in the same chapter 2 of Jonah, verse 10, the word of the Lord says, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land, even that place that he refused to go, to the destination, to fulfill his assignment. I decree and declare, by the mercy of God on you and on me, him that permitted the enemy to swallow our blessings, we command the enemy to vomit them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the mercy of God on you tonight, by the mercies of God upon us tonight, like the fish vomited Jonah to his destination of assignment, so our enemies will vomit us into the land of our destiny. We will fulfill our destiny in the name of Jesus. They will vomit that, and then we will land in our place of destiny. We will fulfill our glorious destiny. So we be every members of our household in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the mercies of God upon us, our glorious destiny will become poison to the belly of our enemies that swallow them up, and they will vomit them even to the place of us fulfilling that destiny in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, God will cause trouble. The Bible says our God is God that doeth terrific things in righteousness. When God begins to disturb even that enemy, that household wicked man, that one that said that I've swallowed, they said that they have swallowed it. By the time God troubled them, they will have no option but to vomit your glory. I decree and declare for somebody under the sound of my voice that tonight is the night, that destiny of yours, that glorious destiny that the enemy of your father household has swallowed, tonight God will trouble the stomach and will vomit it out in the name of Jesus. You begin to walk and fulfill your destiny here on earth in the name of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, we are going into the month of October, and God is entering into covenant of restoring us to our own very land. That which he has ordained for us. That very thing that God has ordained for you. God is restoring, is taking you back there. Gloriously. And that a blessing, he will bless you there. Because you will obey God. Because let me tell you, obedience brings restoration and blessing. You cannot walk with God and disobey him. It is obvious that if blessings followed obedience, then disobedience will bring curses, as it is recorded in the verse of today's Bible passage that we are going to go through and raise prayer point. And that is Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 1 says, when everything have described to you has happened, and you've experienced first the blessings of obedience and then the causes for disobedience. You see, disobedience will always bring causes, but obedience will bring blessings. If you reflect on these blessings and causes while you are living in the nation nations where the eternal God has scattered you. You try and understand this. In order for you and I to retain total restoration of our fortunes and blessings, as we go into the month of October and months ahead of us, we must obey God at all times and in all situations, regardless of where we find ourselves. We must do His command and not be like those that we ignore Him and His commandment because of where and whom they are with. Some people will say, because this is where we are, we cannot obey God's command. You cannot do that. Wherever you find yourself, seek to please God. Obey Him. Obey His voice. Listen to Him. You know, some will say, let us not be the one that, you know, that we say that we will not do what they are doing. But let us be the one that will say, if you are in Rome, you'll be like the Romans. No, a believer cannot do that. Somebody that wants to please God cannot have that in his mouth or in her mouth. Remember what Jesus said. Even in the book of John chapter 17 verse 16. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. You cannot do what the worldly people are doing, and you want to receive the blessings. When I'm talking about blessing, I'm not talking about money, how much you have in account. Many people gather the money in a dubious way. That is not what we are talking about. The Bible said the blessings of God make it rich and added no sorrow. Those ones that gather money in a dubious way, in a devilish way, sorrow follow it. Curses follow that kind of blessing. But the blessing that comes from the Lord, by obeying Him and doing His commands, let me tell you, the Bible says no sorrow can be added unto it. You cannot do what the worldly people are doing. You are citizen of heaven and must live heavenly here on earth. Though you are here, live it. The Bible said in Philippians 3:20, but we are citizen of heaven, Elsa on earth, waiting eagerly for a liberator, our Lord Jesus the anointed. I decree and declare, as I go and myself, you and myself go, even to the month of October and henceforth, we will always reflect on the blessings of God as we obey Him at all times in the name of Jesus. Also, we will reflect on the consequences of disobeying Him so that we will not incur curses upon ourselves and our families in the name of Jesus. We will know that if we do it, this is what will come, and we will run away from it. I decree and declare that as we go into the month of October, you and I, we obey God's instruction regardless of where we find ourselves, regardless of the group or where the people that we are with at that time. We will not say, because if I'm hard man's out, oh, they can stop me, or they will do this. No, but you will stand out. One with God is more than majority. You will obey God still, regardless of where you find yourself. I decree and declare that will be the portion of your children too. Wherever they find themselves, they will stand out. They will honor God. They will obey the commandments of God as we have taught them. So they will do in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, you will tell them that you are with Jesus. Remember Joseph, he reflected on God's commands and refused to lie with his master's wife. He refused to have sex with him, with her. He refused to answer what that woman wanted. Wanted him to sin. And that would have been the end of his destiny and of his glory. Look at what he said in Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? It's not the sin against that woman. It's not the sin even against Potiphar, but against God. Let me tell you, anything you have done or you are doing towards another person, you are doing it towards God. The Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. So whatever thing you are doing, have the reflection that you are doing it unto God and do right. Joseph, though was in Egypt, he did not forget the commandment of God that God gave to his forefather. In Exodus 20 verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. If flee from her, from that woman, for he knew he was a stranger in Egypt and must obey the commandment of his God, the God of his father, the God of the Hebrews. I'm telling you, wherever you find yourself, the grace to hold on to your faith in Christ, God will give unto you and unto me as we go into the month of October in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. By your mercy, you have to ask for mercy. Let me tell you. The Bible says that it's the mercy of God that granted us the grace to get help. It's not easy to say no, even when sinners are inviting you. When sinner, I say, come, let us do it. Let us waylay her. Let us destroy her with our mouth. Let us go and lay an ambushment against her. When they are enticing you, even to come and do evil, it takes the grace of God. But that grace comes by the mercy. That is what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says. I decree and declare, by the mercy of God, you will receive grace for help to obey God's commandment at all times and wherever you find yourself, even as you go into the month of October and henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 2 to 3 says, continue with our test. When you and your children return to the Lord your God and have listened to and obeyed his voice with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I have commanded you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. I decree and declare that you and your household, you will hear, you will listen, you will return to God. I don't care how far you have walked away from God. Let me tell you, Daddy is waiting. Return today like the prodigal son. Come back to him. He's ready to receive you. God is not ready to abandon you, but he wants you to come back to him. That he said that you and your children return to the Lord your God and listen, obey his voice with all your heart. I decree and declare, as we go into the month of October, we will listen to God. We will return to God totally. We will say, Daddy, we are here. We have come back. Oh, we are prodigal children, but we have come back. We will listen to him. We will obey his voice with all our heart, with all our soul, and everything that he has asked us to do, the grace to do them, we receive it as we go, even into the month of October, in the name of Jesus. And as we obey God's commandment, as we listen to him, when he said go to right, we go. When he said go to the right, left, we go. When he says stand up, we will stand up. When we say sit, when he says sit down, we will sit down. All God will restore even our fortunes totally in the name of Jesus, and he will continue to show us mercy. Everything, everyone that has been scattered, our people, everyone that are in different places, God will bring us together in the name of Jesus by his mercy, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verses 4 to 5 says, even if you are scattered to the farthest corner of the earth, God said, I don't care how far you are scattered, you and your people, the Lord your God will gather you together and bring you back, so that you may again take possession of the land where your ancestors once lived, so that you can take possession. I decree and declare, by the mercies of God, as you obey God's commandment, everything that has been taken away from you, even from me and for us, due to our disobedience, the Lord will give back to us in possession, in the name of Jesus. For he has said it, and so he will do. Look at, he said, and he will make you more prosperous. By doing what? Obeying God's commands. By doing what? Listening to him. By doing what? Obeying God. I decree and declare, as you go into the month of October, you will listen to God with all your heart. You will obey Him, His voice with all your heart. You will return to Him totally. And as you do so, He will restore your fortune. And as He restore your fortune, He will gather all your people that are scattered away. He will bring them back, even to the land. And you will possess your possession. And not only that, the Lord will cause you to prosper. More, you will prosper more. More and more. More prosperity is your portion. He will make you more prosperous and more numerous. He will make you to increase in your body, in everything that you have. You will not be limited. So shall it be. Even this month of October. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 6 to 7. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendant. That is, He will remove the desire to sin from you, from your heart, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, so that you may live as a recipient of His blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord, when you return back to God, let us come back to God. As we go into the month of October, we circumcise our heart and the heart of our children. Let me tell you, devil is seeking for the heart of men to possess. About a couple of years ago, God told me to give the prayer point to another sister of blessed memory, that she should pray in the church that we should seal the heart of our children with the blood of Jesus. Because devil is looking. He wants to possess hearts of young ones. I decree and declare that God Almighty, by His mercy, by His grace, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. He will remove the desire to sin from our hearts. He will remove the desire to sin from the heart of our children, so that they will love the Lord their God with all their hearts. So that you and myself, we will love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our souls. And we will be recipients of His blessing. You want to enjoy the blessings of God that added no sorrow. Oh, love the Lord God with all your heart. Love Him with all your mind. Love Him with all your soul. Obey Him. Don't just love God with mouth. Oh, we love to sing that song. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Yes, I love you, Lord. You are God. Is it true? Do you love Him truthfully? Do you love Him unconditionally? Do you love Him because He first loved you? You must love God as you are going into the month of October. You must love Him with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your soul. And you will be a recipient of His blessings. The Lord your God will do this for you. As you love Him, obey His commandment, listen to His voice. Follow His direction. Follow His guidance. Look at what verse 7 says. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who have persecuted you. You don't need to fight. You just obey God. You just listen to His instructions and His commandments. You just love Him with all your heart. You just love Him with all your soul. You just love this God. And you will be a recipient of His blessings. And as you enjoy the blessings of God that added no sorrow, the Bible said, the Lord your God, the Lord my God, the Lord our God, we inflict all these curses upon our enemies. He's the one that will do it. All He wants for us is to just concentrate on Him. To love Him regardless. to obey him regardless, to listen to his voice regardless, to carry out the commandment regardless of who we are with or where we find ourselves. So I decree and declare that God will help you and me go into the month of October. We will love God sincerely. We will give everything over to him. And we will see him inflicting curses upon our enemies. We will see it. We will see the performances of this. That all those who hate us, God will inflict curses upon them. And those that are persecuting us, those that have teared you down, those that hated you saw. Those that hated me saw. Let us just concentrate on God. And we will enjoy the blessings of God. That is eternal. That added no sorrow. Verse 9 to 8 says, and you shall again listen to and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments, which I command you today. Then the Lord your God shall make you abundantly prosperous. Again and again, you want prosperity. All you need to do is to listen, obey the voice of the Lord, do all his commandments. And it shall make you abundantly prosperous in everything that you do, in everything you lay your hands on, even in those steps that you are taking concerning that project, concerning that business. All you need to do, all you need to do, all I need to do as we go into the month of October, for us to possess our possession, for us to be blessed, to prosper abundantly, is to listen to the Lord God. Listen to God, please. My brethren, listen to God. God is still speaking. God is still talking. Listen to him. Obey the voice of the Lord. Do all his command. The grace to listen to God. The grace to obey the voice of God. The grace to do all his commandments. God will give unto you and to me, to every members of our household. And as we do so, he will bless us, make us abundantly prosperous in everything we do. In the name of Jesus, in the offspring of our body, he will make you prosper in the children that comes from you. He will make you fruitful. Or he will bless you with the fivefold blessing as it is recorded in Genesis. Let me tell you, God is ready to bless somebody. God is ready to abundantly prosper somebody. All you need to do, all God is asking you, is to listen to his voice. Obey him. Do all his command. And you will see him. He will bless everything. And even the produce of your land. Let me tell you, you will put something on ground, and that will be plenty harvest. The Lord will delight in you. Not only that, he's going to bless you. He's going to abundantly prosper you in everything. Look at the next thing. He said that, and the Lord will again delight over you for good. I decree and declare, go into the month of October, so the Lord will do unto us, as we listen to him, as we obey his voice, as we do all his command, that God will delight in us, even for good, in the name of Jesus. Just as he delighted over our father Abraham, over our father Isaac, over our father Jacob, so the Lord will delight in us. He will have his delight in us. He will delight over us for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. No wonder Joseph prospered. And also the Hebrew boys, because they obeyed the voice of God above the voice of the king. Amen. As it's written, even in Genesis 39 verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, even in the land of Egypt. He became what? Successful and prosperous. As a slave, as a servant. What about Daniel? Continue practicing what he knew about his God. Praying to God. Even in the land of Babylon, he prospered in the land of Babylon, according to Daniel chapter 6 verse 28, that says, so Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I decree and declare, you will prosper all the ways. When others are running scattered, your own will be said lifting up. Your own will be said God is good. Because God will cause you to prosper, you'll be successful as you continue to obey the Lord, as you continue to listen to his voice, as you continue to do all his command and love him genuinely in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Before we continue, I want to call a man of God. Tomorrow, September 29th, is my birthday. And I want us to pray for me as I step into another year in the name of Jesus. Do we have Pastor Femi on the line, please?
Hello, Reverend. Is Reverend Tony on the line? Okay. Reverend.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.